Strange Adventure.
Police Sergeant Cassidy replaced the phone on its cradle and turned to Inspector Jonathan Hawk.
Chief, that was Arthur Dickens. Says he just now accidentally killed his wife's uncle, Ralph Thompson. Wants you to come on over.
Inspector Hawk was at the scene of the accident before anyone from the coroner's office or the police ambulance arrived. He was met by Dickens and led into the library of the palatial home. The body of the wealthy broker was sitting rigidly in a large chair beside a table. A bullet hole was in his right temple. The right hand was resting on the table, half closed. Jonathan Hawk finished his examination of the body.
Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I'd been playing poker with some fellas. On my way home, I noticed the light in the library and thought I'd stop in for a chat. Ralph collected guns as a hobby and had just bought an old dueling pistol. He was admiring it when I entered. He handed it to me to look over. When I took it, my finger must have touched the trigger. Naturally, we didn't suspect it was loaded. It fired and Ralph fell over, dead.
Were you away from the poker game at any time before you started home?
No, I never left the table till the game broke up.
How long did you wait after the shot was fired before you called me?
I called you immediately.
Who is the beneficiary of Thompson's insurance?
My wife. She was his only heir.
Where is your wife?
She's visiting her mother in Ohio. Now look, surely you aren't thinking that this wasn't accidental or that she had anything to do with it. I swear to you, we loved her uncle. I had no reason to murder him. It was an accident.
I know you had no reason to kill him, but you lied to me. You will be arrested, but I'll call another man to do it. It so happens that your crime is not in my department.
Arthur Dickens tried to insist that he'd told the truth, but Inspector Hawk silenced him.
You said that you called me immediately after firing the shot. If that had been so, my boy, the body would still have been warm when I got here. But Thompson had been dead quite a while. Long enough for rigor mortis to set in.
Dickens forced a cold smile.
Well, that doesn't prove much.
Yes, it does, when it's fitted in with the other facts. What really happened was this. When you stopped in, Thompson had already committed suicide with that old pistol. His hand rested on the table, so the gun did not fall from his clenched fingers. They became rigid around its handle and kept their half-clenched position after you took the gun. You took the blame of an accidental killing for which you'd pay no penalty because of the insurance policy made out to your wife. You were greedy. Accidental death pays double indemnity, but suicide does not. You were innocent of a killing, but guilty of attempted fraud against the insurance company.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Great Detection, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.